What do you think should be done about gang violence and other violent issues that we have to deal with every day?
Well, I hear this gang violence and drive-by shootings and all this on television all the time, but it's never around me. I don't really dwell on it that much. But I agree something needs to be done to improve it. Problem, no doubt. But I'm really lost in that because, the inner city is where most of this takes place, and I'm not familiar with the inner city, and I'm sure these people have problems, just like country people have problems. But I think it's in the individual. I think no matter what the government or the law does, there's some people that are going to break the law. And I know our prisons are full already. That is one of the problems I have, because they tell me a guy has just about got to commit two or three crimes and be sent off for any amount of time. I really don't know how to solve it. I think if the parents would take more responsibility in bringing up the kids when they're young and small, and instill in their minds what is right and wrong, that would help a lot. I think there's a lot of young people, not just inner city kids, but a lot of kids in general being raised up and not taught rights and wrongs of life the way it should be done. I think that's our biggest problem.
Well, do you think our legal system does its job? Or what improvements could be made there?
I think they're slowly doing their job. They got probably so much business they can't do. They're a little slow in doing the job. I think it could be some improvements about speeding up the process of trying a person. Usually when a person commits a crime, it's a year before they get to court. That's wasted time, money. They can speed it up, like you go out and rob somebody or shoot somebody, a couple of weeks, your sentence to put in jail or whatever. I think that would help. And save taxpayer money too.
What about in some countries where you still use the tactic an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth? Give me your opinion on that.
Well, they don't have much crime in that country. It will never go in America. They don't allow you to spank the kids in school, so it would be hard to enforce in this country.
How do you feel that prejudice against between blacks and whites, or Jews and others, whatever? How do you feel that things have changed over the years, or remained the same?
Well, I think there'll always be prejudice people on both sides. people that don't even really know what prejudice is about. They'll run off at the mouth, and the first thing you know, you got a couple people quarreling at one another. Next thing, he's prejudiced or she's prejudiced. I think if a class of people, maybe you take a pretty well educated person, they're not as apt to be prejudiced as some person is. Not as educated. I think that all falls back to treat a person the way you want the person to treat you. And that wouldn't be any prejudice if everybody would want to get it. But that's something you don't have control over. Only you got control over your own actions, and you don't have control over other people's actions. So. That's all I've got to say.
The KKK, were they very popular around this area when you found out?
Never saw a KKK person in my life until probably the Baby Duke bunch. I never knew one in the KKK.
Did you ever know much about it?
Never had any interest in it. I don't believe in it. If I've got something to settle or talk to somebody about, I don't put a case over my head to go talk to
them. These days, there's a lot more interracial dating than I suppose there were back when you were younger. Did you see a lot of that back then?
Well, you didn't see it in the South. Maybe a small amount of it in the north. I myself don't agree with it. There again, I got my life to live, they got their life to live. If that's the way they want to live their life, that's their business, it's not mine. But I wouldn't want an interracial grandson or a granddaughter. It wouldn't be all white. It wouldn't be like a. It'd be a different size. I don't know how to say it, but it'd be a different. But I get mad when I see it. It's just a passing thing to me now. That's them people's business. If that's what they want, that's their business. But I don't know if it works out or not. I've never seen any statistics on that, but I've seen a few cases around pretty close that didn't last long. I'm sure they have a lot of problems with it. It's my opinion.
What about interracial children? You feel that that's tougher?
Well, I'm not too familiar with any generation of children, I want to be able to answer that question. I don't know.
Well, it doesn't have to be from experience. Just, do you think that these people with both cultures, do you think that they suffer because of this? Do you think that one day they'll develop into a race of their own? You'll have white, black, and gray, for example.
No, I don't think it'll ever come to that. I I'm sure the child has trouble, you know, figuring out, well, am I black or am I white? Which is the best one to choose, you know. I would think it'd create a lot of problems for the child. Before they get into this situation.